Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Yes, I am. And I am encouraged to do so. Nobody but God. Nobody but Him. And I praise His holy name on today. I am a customer service agent for Jesus. And what I do, my job is servicing the souls of people that I meet. And that's by encouraging them through God's word. And I love it. I love encouraging others. I thank God that I'm encouraged. Thank Him that He has encouraged me that I can encourage somebody else. He says, when your cup is running over, when your cup is running over, then you have something to share and to encourage somebody else. And I praise God for that on today. Nobody but Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. And I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. Have you been there? Have you been there and always worried and disturbed about bad habits? I used to live there. Yes, I did. I used to live there. But I praise and I magnify God that I don't live there anymore. Oh, yes, I do. I thank God for that. It's a blessing not to live under condemnation every day, every day. So if we live the God habit and stay in the Word of God, then we don't have to worry about bad habits. All right? Well, I thank God for you being here with me on this afternoon. It is a blessing. It's a blessing to have you here with me all today. Oh, and today you are in for a real treat, a real treat. Yes, you are, for I have four elders that's going to join me on today. So, but let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. So we'll be ready for part three of Wake Up, Saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. All right? Well, come and go with me. Bring your minds in and let's talk to the Lord. Because He said if we would lift Him up, thank you, Lord Jesus, if we would lift Him up, He would draw all men unto Him. All right. Most gracious Father, we come touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus that You are the greatest. And we magnify You for that, God. All things, Lord, they are possible with You, God. And we glory in you for knowing that on today, God. You said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But we magnify you today, God, for your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making it so. We have your word, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you for all things today, God. What a mighty God we serve on today. You're great and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. Hallelujah. And we give them to you on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We ask that you would look on the sick everywhere, God, and bless. Touch their bodies right now, God. You say in Proverbs 4:20, Lord, you said your word is our medicine, God. We're taking our dose of medicine on today, Lord, that your word is life and is health to all of our flesh. And we glory in you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and we magnify you. Look on the saints everywhere and bless them, God. Supply their needs, God. But we know that you are a supplier of every need, God. In the name of Jesus, if you did it for me, God, you will do it for others, God. And we believe that on today, God. We touch and agree with each one, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them today. Whatever that need is, God, touch the hearts of your people, God. Bless right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we so magnify you, God, and we give you all the glory, God, and we give you all the praise. Look on our bishops, our elders, our ministers, our pastors, our missionaries, our lay people, God, the saints everywhere. Look on that backslider. Draw him back, God. Call his name, God, in the name of Jesus, and draw him back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And then make a way for that woman, that girl, that man that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, God, in the name of Jesus, that somebody be available, God, to answer that question about you, that they'll be able to share the good news about you, Lord, with them. And we thank you for it today. Thank you for these elders today, God, that's joining me, Lord, on the broadcast. God, ask that you would bless them, that you would anoint the service, and that you would have your mighty way in your word. And we thank you, Lord, for waking up the saints, God, and that the saints are using the authority, and they're walking in it on today. In Jesus' name we pray. And you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you right now for direction. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen. 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 I see that some of my elders have joined me. And I see three of my elders have joined. So I'm waiting for one more. So would you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Good evening, Dr. Green. How are you?
This is fabulous,
This is Pastor Martin calling.
This is Elder Martin?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yes, all right, ma'am. Elder Martin.
And this is Pastor Simpson from Grace Covenant Fellowship.
All right, Pastor Simpson. God bless you.
We got Pastor Cherry Barnes from the Valley Church of God in Corinth. Good afternoon, Dr. Green.
Good afternoon, and God bless you all. So we're just missing one elder.
Yes, ma'am.
It's all right.
But we're going to go ahead and get started, and if he comes in, he can come on in and join us. So today we are talking about part three of Wake Up, Saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. And we thank God for that and we want our elders to talk about that. And so whoever wants to start first can go ahead and start in on that topic.
Pastor Martin, go ahead. Are you there?
Hello?
First of all, Dr. Green, this is Pastor Terry Barnes again, and I just want to say thank you. I'm just enjoying to be on this on this great show, as well as this great town of pastors. I think it's just an honor and a privilege. And then this subject that we're speaking on today, I think it's truly need to be addressed. Asking to wake up, saints. God has given us the authority, let us walk in it. And what a great subject it is. And I'm pretty sure that we all hoping that we could come in and anyone else that's listening get a greater understanding and understanding the power that God has given us to be able to live in the last and evil day.
Amen. 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 And this is Pastor Simpson from Grace Covenant Fellowship. I totally agree with Pastor Bond because it is high time that we wake up and come out of the darkness because God has transformed us into his marvelous light. And we cannot get into the marvelous light unless we take the authority of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I'm excited. I'm really excited. And thank you so much, Dr. Green. I'm excited about what God is doing and what he's going to do through this show.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Yeah. And this is Pastor Martin, New Life Mission. And I just want to say this is a very good subject because we do have the authority within the Holy Ghost and which God has given us. And we should just a moment. I'm getting another call coming in.
$15,128,475.
Come on.
Okay, which one of your elders
want to
go ahead and talk?
Go ahead, Pastor Martin.
Amen. Truly, I'm grateful today, Dr. Green, for being here. And I wanted to just say that Jesus has given us the authority that we can drive out, that we can impel spirits and heal every disease and every sickness. We have that power which God has invested in us. And I enjoy it today because I'm saying to you all is that we need to walk in that authority which God has given us because it is something that is empowered to us. If we just walk in it and do what God would have us to do, we have that authority to drive out spirits, to heal the sick, and even do other things that God has his privilege for us to do. But we have to believe it and have that authority with God, and we have to exercise our authority which God has given to us. Even with Abraham, you know, Abraham was 70 years old, 75 years old, and he had exercised that authority to have that child which God had promised him. So we need to exercise the authority which God has given to us. And we have a great assurance because he said that. He said, I am the mighty God. So when God tells us something, we should be able to exercise that which he has given us. And we have to first learn how to exercise the authority which God has given to us by our belief. If we don't have that belief, we can't do nothing. But with that belief system that which God has given us, we can do the things that he done because he said these things you can do and greater than these things that I've done, you can do them greater. So we exercise that power which God has given us. We could do great things. Things wouldn't go as bad as they are going in our life because we even have the power to forgive. And people say, well, how can you forgive? Only person that can forgive is God because remember when Jesus had said to them, he said, I even give you the power to forgive and forgive sin. We can forgive sin, but if we don't forgive that sin, guess what happens? That eats us up inside. So we have that power to forgive. Someone do something to you, forgive them. Forgive them. And it makes you feel better. So a person that doesn't forgive, it's just like a cancer. It eats them up. We have that power to forgive. I remember when my dad had passed away, God had given me that authority to say, God, so whatever your will may be, let it be done. He gave me the authority to believe what for God, okay, if my father passed, let your will be done. So he gave me that authority to accept whatever his will is. We have to remember when Jesus died on the cross, when he had died on the cross, he had the authority to get off the cross, but he decided that he wanted to die for us and our sin. So he done that. And then when he died, the Holy Ghost came down, and we must have that same Holy Ghost that rose him from the dead, which is that authority, that power to do the things that he done. So we can do that if we just pin and lean on God, and if we don't doubt him in any kind of way. how God has been blessing us at New Life thus far. We only have a few people, but we are few people, but we are mighty in the Lord. So I do thank God for that authority and that power that He's given us to do the things. And we're blessed today. We're blessed because we lean and pin on that authority which He has given us.
Amen. Scripture in Matthew 7:9, he talked to them as one having the authority, and George, Professor Morton stated, and this looking at it in a different perspective, that this authority is not like the world authority, looking to be over someone or to come in and say, I'm over you. The authority we deal with is more of a spiritual authority, dealing with the spirit world.
Turn down your radio.
A wake-up call, you made the statement and giving us the topic, is more of an awareness and alertness to wake up. But as studying the scriptures and been taught the Word of God through the Church of God in Christ and others ministries, I believe the authority, as I was studying over this topic, we speak to maybe to those who do not have the authority.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if the Lord bless you and fill you with His precious spirit, there's no way that we should be able to lose the power of God that God has given even to the saints. It said the Luke chapter 11, 9:8-10, and it shall be given unto you, seek, and you shall find. For everyone that asks it, receive it, and find it. So that's why, as the topic, as going over the topic and reminiscing on it, God has not given us the spirit of fear, and so that's why the authority part is that we stand against sin, and a lot of times people who don't have that power don't understand that you can live this life. You can live the life. God said in His word, be ye holy, because I am holy, and that's Leviticus 19:2. So He was not giving us, Dr. Green, that type of power for us not to be able to utilize it. I think it's even when we, that's why it's so important, as He said, take my yoke and learn of me. And we need to learn what the tools that the Lord has given us in this spiritual walk is that we're walking in, will not be alone.
Amen. I agree with Pastor Martin. I agree with Pastor Bond totally. And Dr. Green, I thank you so very much. And I'm excited about what God is trying to do. And I was looking at Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 14. And it reads, and that now the time is high time to wake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us walk, cast out the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Amen. Because we have to wake up. Because, see, what has happened, we are having a spiritual sleep. And when we are in a spiritual sleep, then we are not operating in the full power of God. If we're not operating in the power of God, we have no authority. It is not that God has not given us the authority, but we have not exercised the authority because we're not walking according to His ways. The moment we start walking according to the will of God, it is not having nothing to do with denomination, the name on the church. It's just walking in the obedience of God. Amen. And once we begin to do that, then guess what? God will have no problem giving us authority because we will be walking according to Him and not according to denominations or not according to our own way. Amen. Because we've been asleep too long. And when you begin to sleep, you start seeing things creep up. And normally, church folk, family that live for the Lord, the church children start acting out. The church start acting out because they done went to sleep on this thing and then they got too comfortable. But when we stay on post and keep this thing according to the Word of God and begin to continue to live according to the Word of God, then guess what? We'll stay aware. And then guess what? Yeah. The Lord began to show us, hey, the enemy's trying to come in this way. You need to pray more. Sometimes you got to go and talk to him and say, baby, what's going
That's
on?
Right.
That ain't of God.
Yeah.
And encourage him, baby. Mm-hmm. You can make it if you operate in the authority of God, because that's the only authority
Amen.
That the enemy's going to recognize. Because he's not going to recognize us. He's going to recognize what the Holy Ghost is in us.
Because
we're just mere men, but the Holy Ghost is the power and the authority that we got from God to change situations. And like Pastor Martin and Pastor Martin said earlier, we have the power and authority in Christ to change families, to change the government, you know, to change the local government, the school system. And as long as we operate in the authority of God, I believe God will set a situation up where we can go into them schools and stop all that children from having that early birth and babies and stuff like that, and have the young men to teach these people to wait to marriage time, that that's the right way to God talk, and then we can stop a whole lot of things that's going wrong, and then we'll be setting a whole new standard, and then the thing that God called us to do will be effective, and that's the authority that we need to walk in. But we can't walk in as long as we are asleep, as long as we are not coming together in one, because oftentimes I notice that different denominations, even though they come out of the same book, they teach different things, and it can cause a division if you're not careful, and it'll confuse people. But once we get back to our first love and remember that we all will be on one mind and one accord, and then guess what? Then we'd be like verse 13 said, let us walk honestly as in the day, and not in riots and the drunkenness, but in shame and wantonness, and strife for envy. And it won't be any of that. But verse 14 says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to feel the lust thereof. And that's where the authority comes. Amen. But we have the authority, but a lot of the time we don't understand how to exercise that authority. Because when Jesus died on the cross and everybody accepted him as Lord and Savior, you have the authority. Now you got to be taught how to use it. But then a lot of people don't know how to use it because they won't allow, some people, they don't want the pastor to tell them. A lot of people going getting degrees online, which ain't nothing wrong with that. But you still have to be subject to somebody. That's still an authority. God has set an order up, and that order is not going to ever change. Amen.
That's right.
I'm going to pass on to Pastor Martin.
Dr. Green, I was reading here in Mark 13, and it's talking about giving the authority, and it reads, but on the 32nd verse, it says, but about the day or the hour, no one knows, not even the angels in the hour or the heaven or the Son, but only the Father. But be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. I'm reading the NIV. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and put his servant in charge, each with their own assigned task to tell the one at the door. So what I'm saying is we all have been assigned a task. We've all have been assigned the authority and what God has given us. And we have to, some may not be able to preach. Some might not be able to be a teacher. Some might not be able to be an evangelist. But whatever God has assigned you to do, your authority, that's your authority to do. So we have to. It's like saying the eye cannot say that I'm not part of the body because I am not the ear, or the ear can't say I'm not part of the body because I'm not a foot. We all are part and have the authoritative. By Jesus Christ, that we all had authority to do whatever he would have us to do. So it's important that we take that authority, no matter whatever it may be, to do what God has assigned for us to do, because it is he that gives us that authority. We don't have the authority of our own, but it's through the Holy Ghost that we have that authority, which God has assigned to us. And if we don't go by that authority, God won't do nothing but give to somebody else who is willing to do what his authority for him to do. And I like it because even with Abraham and the thing that he done, if he had waited for God, the promise what God had done, things wouldn't go as it was, but still he was a man who God really loved. And so I love when the preacher was talking about yesterday how he was saying something about Moses, how God had walked with Moses, how God had spoke with Moses and things that he did with Moses. God will put you through the test, and if we just hold on and trust God, we can go through that test. But we got to hold on. We just can't give up every time something to go wrong with us. God give us that authority, and if we hold on to that authority which he has given us, listen,
We can just say move, mountain move, and that mountain has to move because why? We have that authority to make that mountain move in our life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Will.
Bless you all. Yes.
Bless you.
Bless you, Dr. Green, and these great men of God. Sorry for joining you all a little late. The time slipped away from me, but nevertheless, I chimed in just in time to hear these great men of God. But
yes.
I was thinking about Dr. Green and man of God. I was thinking about that we was dealing with. And the scripture that came to my mind was, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. And that's found in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. And it goes on to talk about us having being troubled on every side, not distressed, you know, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, you know, cast down, but not destroyed. But then it says, but we're always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And I was thinking, Dr. Green and these great men of God, I was thinking as a believer of Christ and the authority that God has given us that where we have hope. See, we don't live without hope. We don't live in this world without hope. Can you imagine living without a hope? Can you imagine living just for what's going on right here and now?
Mm-hmm.
God has given us hope, and not only that, He have given us authority, and the authority that He have given us, Dr. Green, is over all of these things that may come up against us.
That's right.
I.e., trouble on every side, distress, perplexed, you know, but not
that's
in despair.
Right.
The things that we deal with in life. We now have the authority, and we also have the ability to be able to overcome them.
When we didn't have God, we was
once in the world, and we didn't have no hope. We didn't have the authority.
Right.
We didn't know
how to deal
with these things. Sometimes we would try to drink our way out of them. Our way out of them. But what I like about it is what Christ did. You know, we're living in the world, and you know what? In spite of all these things that's going on, guess what? He has given us hope and authority to where we can triumph over them. We don't have to be subject to these things. We don't have to be subject. And you know what I like about it? That it's available to everyone. As I heard Pastor Martin, right before me, as he was saying, it's available to everyone, and all they have to do is want it. All you have to do is want it. And it's here for the asking. What I want to share this little bit with you, I remember a time in my life before the Lord saved me, how I would do those things that are of the flesh, i.e. drinking, partying, trying to find my way in life, trying to find something that could bring me hope, something that could bring me comfort, something that could, you know, that would make life easy for me in the midst of all the problems I was having. But, you know, one day I thank God for Him saving, for reaching way down and saving me.
All right.
Giving me the authority. Listen, I'm not a prisoner anymore. I once was a prisoner. I didn't have no authority. There was the things that I did of my flesh had authority over me. I didn't have the power to stop. But I thank God for the authority that He has given me to where I can triumph over these things. I don't have to be subject to these things anymore. And that is what the authority that God has placed in every one of us believers, as believers in Christ. He has placed that authority within us to where we can, as I heard the preacher say, we can move mountains. Mountain, get out of my way. You know, we can speak to rivers and stop water. Come on now, I'm talking about the rivers. Yes, we can. And that's what I like about it. There are so many things that, whereas we was once, as Paul said, you was once those things, but not anymore. You're not that anymore. Why? Because God has given you the authority and power to be able to overcome those things. That whereas we was once prisoners, we are now able to triumph over them.
because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And he has filled us with the Holy Ghost and given us the power. And he has not given us the spirit of fear, but what? The spirit of a sound mind.
My love.
Amen. I just wanted to say that. Let me save some time for some of these other great preachers. Thank you. I'll watch that show.
Oh, yeah. All right. Really beautiful statement, and I was just thinking here before we get ready to close out the time. I wish you had maybe two more hours, Dr. Green.
Yeah.
5 minutes is not enough to speak on that type of a subject. That's concerning for the saints of today. And when you say saints, you're not just speaking of anything.
Yeah.
That's going to have a relationship with God and been filled with the precious Holy Ghost and walking in heaven.
Yeah.
1 John 4:14, ye are of God's little children and have overcare them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world.
Come on,
amen. So we're not just like the world.
Yeah.
We'll sit and we're walking with a power from a divine power that comes from God. Another scripture, Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be power, as I stated earlier, we're not speaking of those who want to be in charge, but we're speaking of part of God living in a human flesh, with spiritual power that we're able to even to tread upon scorpions. And that is a great deal, and that's why it's so important, as you stated in the topic about walk therein. If you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, guess what?
Yeah.
Walk like you have the Holy Ghost. If you have not been in do with that power, then you need to seek God. One scripture told you to seek, and you shall find. I think I quoted that scripture earlier. If you seek him, then we shall find. We shall find him. And another scripture before I close out, I was thinking, another scripture is a statement of faith. As we was taught even in the church, dealing with this, our statement of faith, that we believe that the regeneration of the Holy Ghost is absolute, essential for personal salvation. I really believe that, not because it didn't come from the church, but I believe those words, because I believe that you have to have the power of God to be able to live this separate life, free from sin. And one more statement of faith, that we believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy life and suffering life in this present world. And I believe that statement, when it was over 30 years ago, as I was taught that, it didn't just go in. It was something that I took a hold to, and then I applied it to my life to live it and live the life of holiness. God, as I said earlier, God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So that's where I go back to our topic, not just to wake up saints. I would ask to change the topic, but I would ask them, do you have the power of God? And I think those that are listening in, if you don't, then I introduce it to you. So go ahead, it's for everyone who asks for it.
Amen.
And I think that's the great privilege. You can't buy it. It's not for sale. But guess what? You need it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank the Lord for Pastor Bond that was right on time, and these great men of God and this woman of God who the Lord used to give us his service, and it's a blessing to me. And I just want to say with the last few minutes to encourage the saints, because oftentimes people, when they look at pastors, sometimes they get the misunderstanding that we've been like this all our life. Amen.
That's
just not the way
it is. Right.
Because the Lord was showing me, say, once I was a prisoner to the world, when I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. The only time I could, and I tried to overcome the drugs, the alcohol, the women, the lust and stuff, and I could not overcome it. But the moment I would listen to the leaders and I tried the Lord for myself, and then I accepted the Lord and Savior, then he gave me the power, and then guess what? I was no longer a prisoner to the world, but now guess what? I became a prisoner to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we are now prisoners to the
Lord
Jesus Christ. And once we become prisoners to Jesus, guess what? He'll give us divine Holy Ghost so we can live this life, and not just for ourselves, but so we can help others who don't have who are still prisoners in the world also.
Yes,
so we are designed to be examples to do what yeah. without the Lord. Amen. In faith, yeah. verity, and truth, and everything.
Amen.
And in 1 Timothy chapter 10, it was 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, it was saying, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is saving all men, especially those that believe." See, it's kind of hard to believe if you don't have no authority. Once God gives you the authority, then guess what? You're able to believe through the Holy Ghost. Then he's saying, then after that, you can do what verse 11 says. It says, "These things command and teach." Now you're able to command
yes.
some things because you got the authority. We can't command
wow.
you get some authority.
Yes.
Then he said, "Let no man despise thy youth." Sometimes people
yes.
don't call people young. Amen. Yes. You ain't got to be old. He said, "But be an example to believers in your word, in your conversation, in your charity, which is love, in your spirit,
yes.
in faith, and in purity." He said, "Till I come," he said, "give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." He said, "Neglect not the gift which is in thee by the laying on the hand of a prophecy and laying on the hand of the presbytery." He said, "Meditate on these things, give thyself wholly to them, that they profit and may appear to all." He said, "Take heed unto yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them, and in doing this you shall not only save thyself, but them that hear thee." So guess what? The authority that we have is not just for us, it's also for those that hear you. Amen. So
that's
guess
it.
What?
Amen.
We're not just trying to save ourselves.
Yeah.
God has called us to save a nation. Amen. Even though they're in the White House, even though they're in the Senate, we have authority to go in there through the power of the Holy Ghost in prayer and change things. But if we're divided, we can't do it. We have to come in one line, one accord. Remember that ain't but one Jesus, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And if we stay in that there, no matter what the name on the church, if we stay with that, then guess what? God will give us the authority that we need to change things.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
Pastor Martin.
Amen. Amen. And this
Amen.
Is part three. Wake up, saints. And that's what, it's a lot of sleeping saints. It's just like
yes,
the bear. In the summertime, the bears? Or is it in the wintertime?
In the wintertime.
Well, it seems like a lot of the saints have gone in hibernation. And that they've
right.
forgotten that God has given us authority through the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
They've
yes,
forgotten
ma'am.
About
yes.
they're
yes.
allowing the enemy, they're allowing the enemy through fear or whatever it is
mm-hmm.
to
yes.
back them
yes.
up. Back him
mm-hmm.
up. But
Amen.
God has given us power. He died. He died. He came to earth. He lived as a man, and he died so that we might have this chance
yes.
to be
yes.
back with
yes.
daddy, to be back
yes.
connected with daddy. And because
Amen.
Of that, he said, I'm going away. He said, but I'm not
yes.
going to
yes.
leave you comfortless.
Yes.
He left
the
Holy Ghost. Thank
yes,
you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
he left the Holy Ghost. Oh, he left it
bless
on record.
The, name
the
of Jesus.
Holy
yeah.
Ghost.
Yeah.
And it's a gift. It's a gift from God that every
child. Yeah.
He said he wished every one of us would be saved. Thank you, but that none be lost.
Yes.
We can
Amen.
Have the Holy Ghost. It's for the unbeliever. It's for
yes,
the believer to wake up
come on.
Yes.
and
yes.
realize what they have because there's benefits.
Yes, it is.
Great
yes,
benefits.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Come on, doctor.
From having the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That power
yes.
and that authority.
Yes.
And we have to walk. I like what you all have said. I enjoyed it. And I love the part that if we walk in this authority, we can speak to the mountains.
Yes.
We like
yes.
the fact that we say that. We can speak to the mountains.
Yes.
But when it comes to actually doing it, he said,
come
don't
on.
Just be a hearer only,
but
be a doer of the word.
That
mountain. And we have to speak and walk in it and command
yes.
those things to change, command those
Amen.
Things to be done. Whatever
and
God has these tools to use, and I like that up. So I've enjoyed everything that I've heard, and I think
Beautiful.
About the scripture.
Bless you,
Dr.
Green.
We're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Not of
we
the
are
world.
A
Come
peculiar
on
people because
right.
the Holy Ghost has made us
yes.
different.
Peculiar.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
Amen.
God is the one
yes,
that gave me
Jesus.
Fabulous, and
thank
I love
you.
It.
Yes.
I love
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Lord,
thank you.
Because he's saying is, I want excellence out of you, girl. I want you to do everything that I've given you to do.
Go ahead.
Yep, call
and
him.
I'm working on it. God
Dr.
has
Green.
Given us authority to get off the shore. The Holy Ghost has
come
given
on
us the authority that we can step
Dr. Green.
Out in the water and believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look
Thank
at
you.
Amen. Thank
Peter.
You.
He didn't start sinking until he took his eyes off of Jesus.
Yeah,
come on,
all right.
He didn't start thinking to the end.
That's
and
right.
as long
lost
as we keep our eyes on Jesus,
on the side.
Yeah.
Amen. He's
right.
the one with the authority.
Yes.
He's the one to give the authority.
Yes. We can
Dr.
do
Green.
All things. And I can do
Amen.
All things.
All
he didn't say
right.
something. He didn't name out
Amen.
Certain things. But he said, I can do all things
all
through
things.
Christ.
All.
Who
Come on
strengthen
here.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes. So
Amen.
We have strength. We have strength
yes.
in the Lord. If we
Amen.
Only
yes.
have the key that what God has given us through the Holy Ghost. And come on,
Amen.
Saints, wake up. Come on,
Amen.
Backslide. Come on back.
Yes.
The
Amen.
Authority
yes.
the power is in the Holy Ghost. Come
yes,
on, man,
yes,
that don't know God.
Yeah.
Lord, yes. don't know
Thank
him.
You, Lord.
Come on.
Woman of
Thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus. And receive
the
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I
yes.
am
Thank,
so. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Call him forth in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, God.
Thank you,
Lord.
We
have
yes. Thank you.
About three minutes. So if each one of you want to take a half a minute and just kind of wrap up, what you wanted to say in this, and I so much appreciate each one of you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. I just want to just encourage not only the saved people, but the people who don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that there are men and women of God set aside by God to help you in your walk. And we're not a perfect person, but Jesus is perfect because we're perfect in him. And we're here for all those that need deliverance and healing or whatever you need, we're here for you. And all you have to do is just wake up and Lord, I'll show you where to go. God bless you and God teach you. This is our prayer.
Amen.
Dr. Green, I'd like to say I thank you for allowing us this minutes and stuff on your network. We thank you so very much for it and the great pastor. And I just like to say in Ephesians, it says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So listen, if we walk in faith, walk in that authority, the devil can't do nothing to us. We're not, like I said, we're not perfect, but the God that lives in us is perfect.
He's perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. Dr. Green, I just want to say thank you so much. And the only, if I could leave anything, I would definitely go down the same path Pastor Martin, who pretty much kind of grabbed some of the scripture I was thinking of. But Philippians 4:8 tells us, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. It goes on to talk about a good report and virtue and praise. And it says, at the end of that, it says, think on these things. Think on these things. And I just want to remind everybody out there that as Dr. Green was saying, if you don't know God, listen, there is hope. There is hope.
Amen.
And we offer you Christ. We offer you the greatest hope that anybody can receive, and that's Christ. Thank you, Dr. Green, and God bless you.
1 minute. 1 minute left.
Amen.
1 minute. We just like to thank my prayer is that everyone that was able to listen to the talk show on today, and those hoping that it reached those
Lord.
Who get bound and those that need deliverance.
Yes, God.
That there are people yet praying for you and who God has set up to pray and to be delivered from the enemy. And Dr. Green, continue to do what you're doing with your friends, the talk show, and
God
scripture bless. Now unto him is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. The Lord,
Amen.
Is not we just in the corner from one each other, but the Lord is on our side.
Amen. Amen.
And knowing that he will bless us and he'll keep us as we continue in this Christian journey.
Amen.
It's my prayer. God bless.
God bless you, Dr. Green. Thank you so much.
I thank each one of you for coming today. And we might even do this again next Wednesday if you all are up
for
it.
Yes.
Amen. Sounds good to me.
Absolutely.
Yep. Amen.
Absolutely.
God,
yes.
For the broadcast on today, until the next time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, you have a fabulous day. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon, brother.
Bye-bye. God bless.
God bless. Dr. Green.
God bless. Amen. God bless.